The Core Arboretum, to your right, extends down the hillside to the Monongahela River. Named for Earl Core, a distinguished biology professor, the Arboretum is a living classroom. Most plants and trees indigenous to West Virginia grow here. The Arboretum is a great place for nature walks and picnics. An annual ritual of spring are wildflower walks. Over 3 miles of hiking paths lead to Morgantown's rail trails, miles of paved trails that follow the river and nearby Decker's Creek. You can jog, rollerblade, ride a bike, or just stroll along the water as the sun sets. The Monongahela River runs through Morgantown, parallel to your route. You will continue down this street all the way back to One Waterfront Place. The PRT tracks are to your right as you re-enter downtown. You will also pass the PRT Control Center on your right. Computers and technicians keep the PRT running. Our students don't need cars to get to class or to get around town. During the year, the PRT runs 6:30 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. It is closed on Sunday. When the PRT is closed, university bus service takes over. WVU students, faculty, and staff can also ride Morgantown's bus system, called Mountain Line, for free by swiping their WVU ID card. Mountain Line's Gray Line connects Clarksburg, Fairmont, Morgantown, and the downtown Pittsburgh Greyhound Terminal and Pittsburgh International Airport. Greyhound also offers service from Mountaineer Station on Evansdale to Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and other areas. The Morgantown Airport offers daily flights to Dulles International in Washington and Pittsburgh International Airport in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Students can reach area shopping malls via WVU buses and Mountain Line. This stretch of road might look familiar as you are returning to downtown. Island Hall is on the hillside on your left. Named in honor of mathematics professor John Island, it houses the intensive English program, which helps international students become more fluent speakers and writers. The tall tan building on your right is Knapp Hall, which houses offices for public administration, social work, sociology, and anthropology, and criminology. Knapp Hall is also home to WVU Extension, which puts WVU knowledge to work in all of our state's 55 counties. As you head back to the Visitor Center, we would like to leave you with a few more facts about WVU and Morgantown. Fall 2016 Morgantown campus enrollment was 28,488. About 22,350 students are undergraduates. The rest are graduate or professional students. Our students come from all 55 counties in West Virginia, all 50 states, including the District of Columbia, and 107 nations all over the world. Morgantown's population is just over 30,000, and Monongalia County is about 100,000. More than half of the U.S. population lives within 500 miles of Morgantown. Pittsburgh is only 75 miles to the north, and Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia are within easy driving distance. Morgantown is consistently ranked as one of the best places to live in the nation. Recently, Business Insider named us one of the top 20 college towns, and Forbes named Morgantown one of the best 25 places to retire in the U.S. But potential students and employees aren't limited to Morgantown. WVU is a family of distinctive campuses across the state, united by a single mission. Small class sizes, caring faculty, and a liberal arts focus are the hallmarks of WVU Potomac State and Kaiser, where 1,452 current students pay the lowest tuition of any four-year institution in the state. At WVU Tech in Beckley, 1,347 students are launching their careers with challenging engineering programs and other in-demand majors set in the nurturing environment of a small college. Meanwhile, our health sciences campuses in Charleston and Martinsburg provide cutting-edge health professions education and top-quality care to the region. What do all these numbers and facts add up to? By now, you can see WVU is more than just nuts and bolts, buildings, and books. It is the sense of belonging and pride our students feel. It is the impact we have on our state and the world. When you attend WVU, you are joining a worldwide Mountaineer family and a warm, welcoming local community. We hope that this tour helped introduce you to the real West Virginia University. If you have questions or would like to learn more about our other campuses or would like to talk to current WVU students, please explore your options at the Visitor Center. And thanks for visiting.